This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What's up, guys? I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. We're heading towards the home stretch of the WNBA season, and there is so much to get into every episode. Twice a week, I'm joined by one of my amazing co-hosts as we dissect the biggest games, performances, and even some off-court drama. The playoffs are quickly approaching, and now is the best time to tune in. Who will come away as this year's champion? The competition is heating up, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
24-20, Eagles defeat the Cowboys in the openers. The Cowboys fall to 0-1 on the year. Eagles improving to 1-0, as there were certainly a lot of positives to take from tonight, but it does feel like a missed opportunity. Yeah. Zach Wolchuk alongside the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus. Post-game show brought to you by Pepsi, made for Cowboys watching. And if you want to use the pros, use Jack Black as the official men's skincare brand of the Dallas Cowboys. Visit getjackblack.com today. Brian, we had the break with the lightning delay. Yeah. It was 24-20. Eagles got the ball after the Miles Sanders fumble, and the defense was able to make some stops. They forced a punt, and the Cowboys' offense, unfortunately, did not reward them for those punts, and it ended there with their final chance going, turning the ball over on downs as Dak tried to find CeeDee Lamb. And unfortunately, CeeDee had himself a pretty good game statistically, 7 for 110 on 13 targets, but 4 critical drops that I'm sure he will be the first one to tell you are completely unacceptable.
Yeah, it was kind of a tale of two halves when you think about the weather delay and how Dallas's offense was really just ginning along pretty well. The running game was getting some traction. They were throwing the football well. The protection was good. And then all of a sudden, though, they came back from the weather delay and give Matt Eberflus and his guys some credit for going in and taking advantage, eating the crustables, getting in there and kind of figuring out some things and kind of holding Philadelphia in check there in that after the delay. And, you know, giving their offense an opportunity, Dallas's offense a chance to do it. And, you know, it's unfortunate because you're going to your best player to make those plays, you know, and he had 3 drops in that game. We talk about the 7 other catches that he had, you know, for over 100 yards, good for him, but it's those passes in those critical down and distances that you have to come up with. The last one he had on the 4th down, I love the play call. It's a switch with a pick, and I loved it. And, you know, unfortunately, they didn't come up with it. They didn't come up with a play earlier down the middle of the field that was right in his hands, another well-thrown ball. And then early in the game, he had a first down. They had a chance on third down on the third long to convert, and he dropped that one as well. So tonight was a – Schottenheimer likes to talk about championship opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
This would have been a nice step. You know, we got 16 more weeks of these, but this would have been one that they could have, could have been at springboard to get them into the season the right way. Yeah, there were some positives, with the way that the offensive line played, some of the running game stuff, the way the defense reacted after the weather delay. But man, this one is going to go down as one that Dallas should have won. They should have won this football game, and unfortunately, they didn't. That flight home is going to be long, and that film, when they look at it, yeah, there's going to be positive things, but your best player did not make plays.
No.
And you could talk about maybe the quarterback threw it a little long, maybe, but overall, you did not take advantage of this opportunity tonight, and you will fly home not victorious.
Yeah, I mean, the last fourth down throw, I guess you could say that's a tough catch to make, but it's one where when you're one of the top 3 to 5 wide receivers in the NFL, you're capable
that's
of
it.
Making.
Yeah, that's it. This offense throwing the football is based on the quarterback and these wide receivers. And obviously CeeDee Lamb is one of the top 5 wide receivers in the NFL. And he has got to come up with those plays. You cannot be going across the middle and dropping the football on a third down. You cannot, miss a ball down the middle of the field late in the game. That, the last one, I'll say, tough chance. The other ones, not.
No, he's got to make those catches.
Got to make those plays. And this team, I hope it's not one of those teams or one of these seasons again where the margin of error is just so thin.
Yeah,
but I think they're better than that. I don't think they're a margin of error team. I think that to me that that unfortunately they just they got a great adjustment from the defense, and the offense had been playing very, very well up until that point. But man, if your best players are not making plays, whew, it's gonna be a long year doing it that way.
No, absolutely. I mean, your defense it certainly was ugly in that first half, but after that lightning delay. They did everything they needed
fumble.
Them to do.
After the fumble. Look exactly what happened there. I mean, they you get the fumble,
mm-hmm.
you give the punt, and then the end of the game.
Yep.
And Dallas, when Dallas is getting the ball, I'm looking at the drives. Every time the last scrimmage play, ball was starting at Dallas 26. They get all the way to Dallas 49, punt. They get to the Dallas 11. That three and out or that four play drive when they started the ball in their own 11
mm-hmm.
and ended up on the 27, that was a really, really bad series. And then the one where they get the final one where they get on their own 18 and drive all the way to the 45.
Yeah.
I really thought I liked the play call. I think you had a couple other options, maybe to throw it underneath and get the first and kind of drive. But no, it's a switch route off a pick. And it had a chance.
Mm-hmm.
It had a chance. So, and I thought that I thought he called a good game tonight. I really, really do. I was encouraged by what I was seeing with the motions and condensed formations and the way they were able to run the ball. And, I'm not into what is it called when
the
moral victory. Yeah. I'm not into that. I'm not into that. They had a chance to win this football game tonight. They had a chance to go to Philadelphia on banner night.
And
win this thing.
They did.
They at times, they were the better football team.
Absolutely. And that's why, that's the difference. When you're playing against a Super Bowl champion team, you cannot make those mistakes.
No.
You can't fumble in the red zone like they did.
Right.
And you can't have your best player have critical drops in the game on third downs to be able to move the chains. Those are the differences between winning and losing against a quality opponent.
Yep.
And your defense was able to get it together and make enough stops. Offensively, they didn't fulfill their end of the bargain. And it's not all on the quarterback, of course. CeeDee Lamb needs to make those plays.
Yeah.
And he will take ownership of that as well. I also thought you saw what George Pickens was able to do, an outstanding catch to move the chains on the final drives. George only had 4 targets tonight.
See, that's the thing that we were talking about is find the scrub. And to me, My whole game plan would be to find where Adoree Jackson was. Every time I saw number eight, and Zach, you even talked about this, third down in the cover, he's playing off coverage.
Right.
Just take it. Take it right there. Take it again. Make them have to do something different. But you're throwing the ball at Mitchell. You're throwing the ball on the side. You know, why? Why are you doing those things? To me, that part of it was, I felt like that they had a good plan as far as attacking him. I would have finished it off with him, though, at the end of that game.
Yeah, it's just unfortunate where, you know, and you mentioned it with these drives. I mean, six plays, 23 yards. They were able to run the ball. You had a big 14-yard completion to CD, but otherwise it was 3-yard run. You had the negative 3-yard pass trying to get a screen play to CD Lamb. Then an incompletion, you got a punt.
That was maybe the worst series of the night.
It was terrible.
Yeah.
Then they came out the next drive. You started off with a first down pass to CeeDee Lamb, and then it was just, okay, here's a negative 2-yard loss to Williams. Here's a 2-yard pass to Turpin. Here's a 3-yard pass trying to get it to Javonte Williams, and now you got a punt. And then, of course, it was the downs. But when the game's hanging in the balance, unfortunately, your offense wasn't able to come together and play their best.
No, absolutely. And you needed your best player to show up. I thought the offensive line hung in there tonight. I think Philadelphia's got some issues with their pass rush. They had to start bringing a fifth rusher, which is something that Vic Fangio does not want to do. So I like a tip of the cap there for sure.
And Dak's one of the best quarterbacks in the league when it comes to throwing against the blitz. So much to get into. We got a little time to do it after the extended break that we have. 877-881-1053, the number to call, the number to text, 877-881-1053. After the Cowboys lose in Philly in the season opener, you're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Certainly a massive turning point in the game as the Cowboys fumbled after what was a great drive that they were on that had included a 49-yard run from Miles Sanders, and unfortunately Sanders puts it on the ground there. I had referenced a stat courtesy of ESPN Insights and our friend Ed Werder, but Miles Sanders, that was his ninth career loss fumble. That's the seventh most since he debuted in 2019. Mm-hmm. Eight of those were lost on rushing attempts, tied for fourth most in that span. And it did seem as though it was Javonte Williams, once they returned after that drive and after all the lightning delay, he was the one that really, you know, looked like he should be the bell cow. Like, he was the hot man tonight.
Sure.
And Miles did have that great run. But, I mean, the fumble, Jake Ferguson not being able to catch what could have been a touchdown also prior to the fumble happening, and he gets hit. And then that's a defenseless receiver penalty, so he ends up being able to move the chains there, and then the fumble happened next, then the CD drops. Just a bummer. Certainly a lot of positives to take from tonight in terms of the way they ran the ball, the offensive line played. Brian Schottenheimer had him ready to go. The defense made corrections, but 24-20, Cowboys fall to the Eagles, Brian.
Yeah, I've said this earlier. If you're new, coming back to the program here for the post, at times you were the better team tonight. There were moments where you were the better football team. And unfortunately, when you brought this up about Dak and, hey, here's an opportunity. Go make a throw. Go find a way to win this game. Go, you know, go steal it. Go take it from them. And you played well. You played really, really well at times. And then you had two series where you were just awful. And, you know, and unfortunately for the Cowboys, they came up on the short end. But I'm not going to sit there and act like, you know, I mean, oh, well, I'm encouraged by this and that. No, at times, again, you were the better team.
Mm-hmm.
You had a chance to win this football game, and I hope you don't look back on it and say, ah, damn, we could have used that one. That's one we could have used, because I just feel like, though, that Schottenheimer had him ready to play. Defense struggled right off the jump. Kind of figured out things. The weather delay really helped them, but offensively, you just couldn't sustain the momentum that you had built up earlier in the football game. But the plays that you needed to make, you were throwing to your best player, and he was not able to come up with them.
Zach Wolchuk alongside Brian Broaddus, brought to you by AT&T. Connecting changes everything here on the official postgame show of the Dallas Cowboys. You're basically packing 3 hours into an hour and a half. So we'll hit the phones, but we need you to be quick, please, to try and get through as many as we can. We start with our buddy Big Jim. Jim, what's up, man? How are you?
Well, fellas, I tell you what,
part of me thought this was could get away from us tonight going into the game, but I did listen to Broadus during the week. Broadus, he made such logical arguments as to why these guys could play with them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to be negative. I think we're a little bit better team than I thought we was going to be. So you're right. We were the better team for a little while out there on the field. And just, nine times out of 10, you go to Lamb, you think he's going to make some catches, but he's a little off tonight. But look, there's going to be a lot of teams that lose this weekend. Good teams that are going to lose this weekend. We got to get buckled up and ready to take on the Giants.
Yeah.
And guess what, fellas? We'll get these guys back in Dallas before too long. And I think this is very impressed with Schottenheimer. Like to play call, like to play mix. Hey, Saquon Barkley didn't get over 60 yards rushing.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good, too. So I think you got to take care. Hey, our guy Houston, I think he showed up tonight,
absolutely.
Too. We learned some things about our players tonight and who we can count on. Mm. So, look. I sure as heck would have loved to win, but dadgummit, I think we got a decent ball team, and we might be able to put some wins together this year, fellas. Appreciate you. Thanks for all the joy, and we'll talk soon.
Thank you so much, Jim. Big Jim. Yeah, I mean, they were able to hold Barkley 18 carries, 60 yards. Kept him under 3.5 yards a carry. He did have the touchdown. Very impressive, the run defense there in the fourth quarter. Got to give Flus and company a lot of credit. I mean, Solomon Thomas, I thought, stood out.
Yeah.
Kenny Clark also was making some plays. Marshawn Nealand, really, really good as well. All right, we'll hear from Jerry Jones. We'll hear from Brian Schottenheimer. More of your calls and texts. Dallas Cowboys football will continue in a moment. Jalen Hurts picked up a career-high 5 first downs on 9 scrambles tonight, including the game-clinching third-down conversion with a minute 45 remaining in the game. He also scored both of his touchdowns, as you heard there from the voice of your Cowboys, Brad Sham, on that scramble. His leg, certainly a big difference-maker tonight. As we welcome in the voice of your Cowboys, Brad Sham, 24-20 Eagles with the win over the Cowboys, Zach Wolchuk, Brian Broaddus. Brad, what were your big takeaways that final offensive series tonight, as the Cowboys just unable to come back and be able to get a victory here?
Yeah, well, obviously, Lamb's going to want to catch this. One of those, the last one was really a tough catch. But the post was one that he will be the first one to tell you, I know him. He'll say, that's on me. I have to make that catch. Had they made that catch, who knows? I mean, they had a lot of momentum. They had some things going. They had some things working. But again, as I said during the broadcast, when they got the ball back, if I told you before the game that with 3 minutes to play, they are going to have the ball with a chance to drive and win, I think most people listening to our voices right now would have said, yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I picked them to win 27-24. I was kind of hoping they'd get that touchdown.
Oh, did you really?
You're almost right on.
I did. I picked them to win 27-24. Is what I did. Brad, at times, Dallas was the better team tonight.
At times, yeah. I mean, look, there's a lot of things the Eagles do that other people next time they play them, I think they'll be a little better prepared for the quarterback running. Nobody else does that. Barkley obviously does some things that other backs cannot do, but I was impressed even defensively with, thought they were very aggressive, and the way they were still tackling and coming to the ball the last couple of possessions where they were able to get the ball back. I mean, I think that's a plus for them. And, what they were able to do when they had the ball in the first half, that was a big deal for a team that we just hadn't seen. And then, again, the Lamb catch that he didn't make, and then what if Sanders doesn't fumble, or what if the guy doesn't pull it away from him? Because then they never did get anything going in the second half. But, Brian's right. There were a lot of things they did well. You just know that they're going to build on that because you get better as the team, as the season goes along. And so, there's a lot to like.
What are some of the big takeaway building blocks that you're excited for optimistically? The running game, the offensive line, Dak's performance after coming back from the injury for the first time we got to see him against another team?
Yeah, all of those things. I'm very, Brian and I say this, Zach, as you know, every single week, I can't wait to watch the tape.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you the truth. I may not watch it tomorrow. I don't know because we'll get back about 5 a.m. But I don't have to. I'm very interested to watch it, see if the guys who I thought played well on the offensive line actually did, and see what things there were available. Very impressed with Williams. I'm hopeful that, and I was saying to my spotter Jake Goldberg as we were walking down from the press box, you know, the inactive list will not be the same every week because it'll change according to what you need versus the opponent. And I think that Jaden Blue has some stuff that can help give him a spark. So he won't be inactive every week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And I'm interested to see that, but the improvement that they are able to do from week one to week two will be fascinating. But I'm very interested, and Brian, I know you are too, to see how those linemen played actually on both sides of the ball, the linebackers. Very interested to watch that on tape.
Yeah, I think too. I was impressed with Schottenheimer's call and the way he managed the game tonight. I thought he managed the game overall very, very well too. And I'm talking about from an offense and defensive standpoint and having to deal with the weather delay and all that. I think the first time out of the box, they only had the one penalty where they had 12 guys on the field. Kind of a first game things that you deal with there. But I thought overall he managed the game well.
I mean, I don't know what they have, four penalties. The Eagles had way more than that, and a lot of theirs were really egregious.
Yeah,
I think you're exactly right, and that's a test for him that he passed. And I think it'll be easy for them to get ready to play the Giants in a week.
We look forward to it, Brad. Safe travels, get some sleep, and enjoy those Uncrustables, my friend.
Hey, and brothers, I'm going to bring you some.
I'm not going to eat them because they're 8,000 calories.
They're not 8,000 calories.
Brad, I'm telling you, you're looking great. You don't need to eat the Crustables. They're 8,000 calories. They're going to get you.
I'm not going to eat like six a day, but sometimes if you're not able to get a meal and you need something to energize you, let me just tell you, those Uncrustables have a lot going for them.
They do. They sure
enjoy
do.
Them, sir. Thank you so much.
If I say this often enough, will they hear me and send me some free ones?
I would hope so.
Maybe. You know it works for Babe when it comes to the chicken nuggets, that's for sure.
Yeah, I know. Have a good night,
boys. You too. There he goes. The voice of your Cowboys, the great Brad Sham with us here in the official postgame show of your Cowboys, 24-20. The Cowboys falling to the Eagles, brought to you by Blockchain. Are you ready to learn a new game and invest like the pros? Don't worry. Even the pros were rookies in crypto once. Blockchain.com makes buying, selling, and trading crypto easy. Invest like your icons with Blockchain.com. All right, postgame show rolls on. We'll hear from Jerry Jones. Brian Schottenheimer, your calls and texts. You're listening to the Dallas Cowboys Radio Network. Seeing a lot about the missed holding calls. I mean, look, there was a ton. Certainly, but the Cowboys missing some opportunities, a drop touchdown.
Cowboys got away with a few, too.
I'm sure they did. You know, it goes both ways. I can totally get the frustration there, the Sam Williams call at the end of the game. I thought there was one on Donovan Ezeraku that resulted in a third down conversion for them in the first half. I mean, it happens, but nine penalties for the Eagles, just four for the Cowboys. Cowboys actually played more discipline.
Yeah, you didn't get screwed by the refs on this one.
I didn't think so either.
No.
Certainly, it's disappointing because, I mean, you didn't have to play against Jalen Carter, who's the Eagles' best defensive player. Then Landon Dickerson goes down, and that made a massive difference to their offensive line.
You were not going to catch this team any – well, we'll see what happens the next time around. But, yeah, to lose Landon Dickerson and then also, like, their best defensive player, should have been better for you, you know. You had some opportunities. You just didn't get – just kind of the story of the game. Didn't finish very well.
Didn't finish. And, you know, hey, you want to become a good team, you got to find a way to make some of those plays. All right, your owner and general manager, Jerry Jones, catching up with the media following a disappointing Cowboys season-opening loss in Philly.
They got better. The defense adjusted. But I was really proud of that offensive line. They did some great things out there. But we certainly had plays, left them there. But I'm proud of this bunch. We get this kind of effort and we get this kind of level of play from, let's say, the younger ones or the younger ones or the second-year guys and what have you. We got a chance to be a good team.
Thoughts on what Schottenheimer did with this offense in game one?
I'm so impressed with him. I just makes me sick that he didn't win this game. And I know... what it meant to him. We were all riding with him. We all feel it. He had him ready to play. And he had him ready to play. He was right. He saved up a few things, but he did have him really ready to play. If this team will continue because of, in my mind, the skill level and the age level, we'll continue to improve. We got better in the second half on defense. We did that. And we just left some plays out there that if we made them, I thought Dyke may have played one of the best games I've ever seen him play. And so we had the hands and we had the ball in the hands of our key guys. I just can't say enough about this effort. And I give Brian and I give his staff all the credit in the world and the leadership. And the guys that had a chance to make some plays, they'll make those plays. They will make those plays. They're good players, and they'll make those plays. We'll bring home some victories.
Were you shocked about CeeDee Lamb making a couple of those plays that he almost always makes?
Well, because it is CeeDee, you know how often and how much he can do. And certainly we can get the ball in that direction. We get the ball in that direction and playing with that kind of effort, we're going to win a lot of games.
You called Brian Schottenheimer a risk, you know, when you hired him. Did you need to see some things in this first impression to kind of validate your decision-making?
Well, I don't know how you even qualify need to see something. Boy, he had this team ready to play. And he had them prepared. He had them prepared on all sides of the ball. And he had them mentally ready to play. And I'm just sorry that when it got right down to it and we need to make those plays, we didn't get them made. But we all know we played a good team out there tonight. We played them at their home, hostile environment. Brian's first chance to really be a head coach and stepped out there. And in my mind, he didn't let his team down. They didn't let him down either, in my view.
Do you leave here encouraged in some respects? Do you leave here encouraged?
Very encouraged. I am encouraged, and I'm encouraged by the meat on the bone, not my normal optimism. These guys played hard, they played good, they played consistently. I'm not so sure we had one pre-snap penalty in offense. That's so far different, and this time in our past, it's unbelievable. That's coaching. That's coaching, that's emphasis. And so I'm really proud for Brian. I know that no one wants to think that there's not one way to go, and that's end up on top end of the score, but I'm proud of him, and I know everybody involved in his life should be proud of him. He had us ready to play.
He did. I think that was a pretty good point there by Jerry in terms of the pre-snap penalties.
12 men on the field, right?
On defense, yeah. But offensively, with all the motion that they that is something that I think that is discipline, and that is coaching, and everybody kind of understanding the assignment. But gosh, as we're watching some of the drops from CeeDee in that fourth quarter.
Awful.
I mean, for
I know
it is. It's frustrating.
Listen, the last one was a tough chance. You got to go make that play. But the other ones that he had, I mean, game on the line. You know, the game on the line. You're one of the best top three, four receivers in the National Football League. You have got to concentrate and you've got to catch those balls. That quarterback was standing in the middle of the pocket. The one he threw down the middle of that field. and you hit right in your hands and you dropped. I mean, that's, I mean, the protection was where it needed to be. The quarterback hung in there, and you don't get that many of those many chances to make throws like that. And in that critical time of the game, and I know the guy had 7 catches and he's CeeDee Lamb and all that, but man, you are relied on to make plays. You got to make those plays. You cannot let your team and your teammates down when everybody does their job and you don't do yours.
No, what's the buzzword is the standard is the standard. And we're always going to be very critical of Dak Prescott when he doesn't make plays in those moments. He put the ball in his number one receiver's hands with a chance to make the play and really couldn't have thrown it any better.
I don't think he could have thrown it any better under the duress that he was standing in the middle of pocket having to endure.
And then the other one earlier hits him right in the helmet. I mean, yeah. And Brad's right. CD, as we know him, I mean, he's the first one that's going to accept responsibility. But gosh, we're going to go back and watch this one. They're going to watch it and think, oh, man, we left this play on the field, that play on the field. I hope it just doesn't come back to bite them in the rear when it's week 17 and they're fighting for a playoff spot.
Yeah, and this is a game that they, and I told Brad, and I believe this, I think there were times where Dallas was the better team tonight, but they just didn't close like the better team.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.